What's going on, everybody? I'm Mara.
And I'm Taz.
And welcome back to Sisters Who Kill, the last episode of the year.
Dun, 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 dun.
So we decided that we're going to do something a little bit different. We kind of wanted to recap the year. First of all, happy holidays. We hope that you enjoyed your holidays and that everything went smoothly and wonderfully.
Now, we are still on break, but, you know, we did want to touch base with you guys.
Yeah, we wanted to chat with y'all. We had such an amazing year, and we just kind of wanted to say thank you, kind of recap our year. And, yeah, so before we get started, Tazzy, have you heard about this woman that, like, everybody's been sending it to us, the woman that killed her boyfriend on Christmas Eve with a sword?
A sword?
Girl, okay, so really quick before we get into everything, this woman, her name is Brittany Wilson. Of course, she's a murderess, and she is from what they say, Missouri. She's 32. They were methed out. Her and her white boyfriend were methed out.
I didn't know niggas did meth.
Listen. I wasn't gonna say it, but listen, she was methed out. She had a white boyfriend, anyways. And so she calls 911, and she calls 911 to tell them, "Hey, I just killed my boyfriend with a sword." And when they show up, she's standing outside. She's got blood on her. And they go inside and he has fresh wounds with a sword. Everybody's been sending it to us. And I, you know, it's not enough info for us to make a full story out of it, but I thought it was hilarious. Of course, she's...
Did this just happen?
On Christmas Eve.
This year.
It's like fresh news.
Yeah, I think somebody sent that to me and I was like, when did this happen? And it was like, it just happened. I was like, so we can't do it yet because there's no trial. Yeah,
there's no nothing. But like, she's like got a bond for $2 million in cash. So you can't do your 10%, nothing like that. You got a $2 million cash and they don't know if she has an attorney yet. But anyways,
I thought they were supposed to be more lenient when you turn yourself in, right?
I think it was like a sword. It's a sword, nigga. Like,
he probably had that shit hanging on the wall for decoration.
He seemed like, I mean, of course, hearts out to this deceased, but like looking at him, he seems like the type of dude that would have a huge sword sitting on his wall for decoration.
Yeah.
And probably into that shit, probably know how to use it. And she said, "I'm gonna use that sword to kill you." And that's, she said that she was hearing voices in her head. So
I bet she was.
The meth.
The smoking meth. That's that shit.
Mm hmm. All right. Anyway, so, friend, we've done a podcast for a whole year.
Well, not necessarily.
Ish.
But we made it to the end.
Right. Most people don't know that we started the podcast. The first episode came out on March 12th, which was the 1 year anniversary of when Broadway shut down and Mara lost her first dream job. And so we were like, oh, let's figure something out. Let's start a true crime podcast. And that's why we started on the day that we did with the twins.
With the twins. But yeah, that shit, it really, when I tell you, me and Mara didn't even tell, it was like, oh, I'm going to do a podcast with Mara. We're supposed to do, all we knew was that it was going to be true crime. We were going to do the twins and it was going to drop March 12th.
Right.
And we said we were going to get all this stuff together and be ready. And I think we did it that Monday. We recorded it, still didn't say nothing to nobody, still didn't promote. Yep.
Nope. And we had Krista, who is, everybody loves Krista.
Everybody loves
sister.
Krista.
And she made the logo, and we were just like, all right, let's drop it.
Yeah. And y'all ran with it.
Which it's really shocked me because, you know, I had a podcast before this, but it was a theater podcast. It was very much a niche.
Very niche.
We did it for a whole year. We didn't get a lot from it.
I think by our first month, we had already reached what y'all had reached in a year.
In
and
a
I was
year.
Like, oh, this thing moved.
Yeah. And so that podcast really discouraged me. And I was just like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do it again, but I'm glad we did. And the twins, because they went to our school, even though we didn't advertise or anything, I think in the first week, we got like 27 listens, you know.
Like, we was like, oh, 20 people have heard us.
And, you know, at least we had people from our school, our high school, that was like, hey, what up? Oh, it's Mara and Taz. Oh, I didn't know it was y'all. I just saw the podcast on my timeline. Yeah, nigga, because of us, stupid. I don't know. That's still one of my favorite episodes.
You think so? What else? Okay, let me look through this. Do you want to run through the episodes?
I kind of don't. I kind of want to just talk about what's my favorite.
What's your favorite? Okay, what is your favorite?
I'm looking at our list right now. I love The Murder of Imani Moss. It's not because I love the murder, because it touches on so many things that are wrong within the system, and especially to keep Black girls from going through exactly what Imani went through. And I think that it just is a good case for the government to really look at themselves and look at their fucked upness. It's a good case if we
say, hey, this is not working.
Right. It's a good case
for thought, like, it was. It's not.
A lot of men, now that, you know, people in my life are grown and we're adults now, a lot of men I'm noticing are like, oh, God, I be macho. I got to provide. But, like, also that's a good look at, like, yeah, you want to be macho, provide from your family, but are you paying attention to everything going on in your household? And I think that it touches on what it means to be a mother, like what it means to be. I love that episode because, A, it breaks my heart. Y'all know we don't do kid episodes like that. It breaks my heart, but I just love how we were able to hopefully change some hearts with that one, or get people to open up their eyes about what's really going on in our community.
Mm-hmm. I feel that way about Paula Cooper. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a tragic story, but so much change came from it.
Yeah. And it's also Tazzy spent way, I think that is probably the most researched episode, and Tazzy did that one all by herself. I said, I opened up the script, I said, nigga, this is 14 pages.
I was like, there are 14.
She wrote down the entire interview, and I was like, we started recording. I said, Tazzy, I have a recording of her saying this. You did not have to type this out.
Girl. And I think with Paula Cooper, I wanted to get a full picture. In most cases where you listen to the Paula Cooper story, they're like these other girls and Paula Cooper. But I think that the way that the other girls went about it definitely affected Paula's sentencing. So I felt it was important to tell their story too. All of them were there. All of them were a part of it. All of them were charged with it. And so I didn't want to just be like, oh, we're just going to focus on Paula Cooper, because I felt like I was giving y'all half a story. I was like, no, I need to look into this girl and that girl and everybody. And so I was reading hella newspaper articles. I think I was doing that one right up until we recorded.
Yeah, that was a good episode. I think one of my other favorites, which I also hate that episode, but I love that episode, was the Senadu episode. I think it was such an interesting story. Like, it was our first episode about someone migrating to America and what that life is like as an immigrant in America. Something that Tazzy and I don't know about. We're you know, natural born citizens, but I think that it's something that affects people in a way that many don't understand, or many don't address to try to understand. But I hate that episode because I think that's when we tried that mic where I was like trying to play Boom Man in the mic in the closet, and I was like moving the mic over your head, and I think it sounds the worst. I think that episode is probably the worst sounding episode. But if you can get through that, the message in there is beautiful, and in the discussion about mental health and the importance of it, especially for immigrant students, especially for college students and those that are their first time away from home and trying to make something of themselves.
Right. I think I'm still just baffled that you had that expensive ass school and they didn't have a good mental health program.
And they were saying that you could come to the counselor once a month. No. Because most of the time,
no, nigga.
When you finally admit that you need help, for a lot of people, like, I need help now.
It takes work.
Like, I need help now.
And it takes work. A lot of people can't put that work in once a month.
Right. A lot of people don't even realize it or want to admit that they need help until they're like, I need help now. Like, it's bad now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just so important. And I think, well, Harvard got their counseling center together due to that episode. But I mean,
and I think the saddest part is that she did go looking for that help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that's something that she in her right mind really wanted to do. And I think it was something like where she was probably battling with herself, like, my feelings make me want to do this, but that's probably not right, and I should probably get some help, and just couldn't get the help that she needed, and reaching out all types of ways, sending letters. Like, somebody please be my friend. Like, what a sad place to be.
It's really sad. Okay, last one of your favorite.
Last one of my favorite. Last one of my favorite. I think, let me see. Because I think I'm about to be like, it was Ratate.
Something, and that own crib. I used to love it. I was loving that song.
For a minute there, boy. I don't know. It was very much, very, very matter of fact. And she almost got away with it. And I think that's what I liked the best. She was very much like, this nigga shot it, boy. And it probably wasn't even bitchy. She probably should have, she should have been laying low. It was bitches, because that girl definitely snitched on her. But still, like, you knew how much probation you had. You got this weight on you. You got this gun on you that you're not supposed to have. Like, you got caught slipping, and then you had to do that time. You almost got away with it. But it just so, I think between Ryder Tay and Angela Simpson, just a matter of factness, he did this, so I did that. Like, what do you expect?
I cannot believe, speaking of Angela Simpson, she's still on, like, the lower end of viewed episodes.
Is she?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Because everybody be telling me that's
she's, like, neck and neck with Laisha.
No.
I swear. Yes. Which I don't understand why y'all aren't listening to the Angela Simpson and the Laisha, like, y'all, that story is nice, sweet, to the point. You can listen to that story on the way to work.
24 minutes.
I understand that it's short. Y'all have yelled at us about it, but that's when we first started.
But yeah, I think Laisha was good. Laisha had the Friday quotes in it.
Had a Pharrell quote in there. That's when I had some time, honey.
Yes, that's when you had time. The time is escaping us, okay. Let me tell you.
Okay. All right. Your
least favorite episodes. What are your least favorite episodes? I know what it is. I think if I had to guess your least favorite episodes, it's going to be, what is her name? That basketball player's
oh,
wife.
Oh, I fucking hate her. Lorenzen's wife.
And Heather Mack.
No, I can deal with Heather Mack. It's really Lorenzen's wife. What is that bitch's name?
I'm trying to look and see. Cher Wright Robinson.
Can't stand her. I didn't like even reading that. I feel like you could tell in the episode, I just did not like her. And no, not Heather Mack. I'm just tired of hearing about her. Like, y'all getting on my nerves. We see the news just like y'all. But my least favorite is Dr. Dodds.
Why is Dr. Dodds your least favorite?
It's not even her as a person, because most of the time it's, because one thing about me, if I don't like somebody, I don't like somebody. I don't need a reason. But I hated that episode because, A, that was the time that it was early and we were trying to do the back and forth on who researches what, instead of we have to both be on it.
I think you were working a lot then.
You said, and so you don't know the story about the man, the hospital in Barbados. And so I'm trying to read the story. And then I said, Tazzy, I don't know it. I got so, I'm sure I could find bloopers of me being like, bro, just fucking do it. Like,
listen, she was so mad. She was like, I want to tell this story. And I was like, okay, well, do you know it? She's like, tell it to me real quick. I tell it to her. She was like, so then the guy went and he asked her, I don't know the fucking story. I just don't fucking know it.
I was so mad, bro. And like, I really, because I don't think I spoke that much that episode. I think that was one of the ones where I was giving
opinions. She was like, I don't have any speaking parts. And I think you just didn't have maybe some of the juicy speaking parts.
Listen, I mean, wanted to tell y'all the tea, because people like when your voice is like, and then they killed him. Two stab wound to the neck, stab wound to the eyeball, chopped him up. Like, everybody likes Tazzy's voice for that. So I have to do the whole, I don't know. I'd just be talking. All right, your least favorite.
My least favorite is K.I. I say that all the time. People love that episode.
That's because it was just so many moving parts.
I think, one, it was very hard to research, because every time you start looking down one hole, like, you know, I'll be trying to get the full story. So I'd be like, okay, she killed this nigga. Let's look into why she killed this nigga. Oh, she killed this nigga because he killed this nigga. Okay, well, why did he kill this nigga? Oh, he killed this nigga because he killed that nigga. I was like, this is never ending.
No, it's not. But that has my favorite song. That episode has my favorite song.
Yeah, people love that episode. But I was just like, it's just, because it's so much killing just off.
Because the history is deep there, you know, like,
it is, yo. It's so deep. There's so many YouTube documentaries on it. That shit is still going. Mm-hmm. Half of these niggas are celebrities, and you can hear them rapping about this shit.
Chicago is crazy.
People are like, I just think it's unfair for people to get arrested off of shit they put in songs. Like, nigga, anything you say can and will be used against you. But it's because you put it on a fucking song.
I'm going to argue there, friend.
Okay.
Because what about freedom of speech, freedom of press? Like,
you're free to do it. You're also free to face the consequences.
But what if I work in satire? What if I do a comedy bit about what if I write a one woman show about mm-hmm. a murderess? Mm-hmm. I think I might be onto something. Hold on, y'all. I'm trademarking this. What if I wrote a one woman show about a murderess and her story?
Uh-huh.
And it's completely made up. Maybe she's accumulation of all the murderesses in the show that I've just liked. And mm-hmm. somehow somebody in my family has a suspicious death. Now I'm the one that is automatically being chosen. No, this is my craft at the end of the day. Now,
No. We're talking about niggas killing people and then rapping about it.
I don't think that your music should be used against you. I don't think that your art should be used against you. And I feel like if I wasn't so hungry right now, I'd be able to give you a more in-depth answer, but my stomach just growled. And I'm giving you surface for this entire
Nobody show. Wants to see Mariah when she's hungry.
But that's actually a fact. Because you fuck around, get murdered. You know? Shit.
Listen, but see, even still, like,
K.I., that's my young killer.
People are telling, you could talk about murder and all this shit, but you talking about, I shot that. Have you heard these little dumbass songs? They taking these songs, like, they're taking these little R&B songs, and they are rapping about niggas they killed. Ah, fuck. I have to find it. So first, it started off with that song.
They could just be trying to tell a story.
No.
I ain't do it, but if I did. OJ said, I ain't do it, but if I did, this is how I would have got away with it. Now.
It's Mariah. It's a song. And what's that song that go? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I need you. So they rapped over that shit.
Making my way downtown, walking.
Yes. They're rapping about three niggas that they killed. And it was like, They said, who I smoke, little baby, who I smoke, little nine. The name of these niggas. Like, and sitting there rapping about it. So then, the people from the other side, one nigga off the other side, I guess those was his homeboys, so they talk about they smoked. So he went and killed some of the other people. And he made a song to some Fantasia shit. What is that song?
When I see you.
That's the one.
Oh, shit.
That is the one. And he rapped over that shit. And I was like, they are. And it's,
you're gonna have to post these in the discussion group because I still think that it's art. Like, I shot the sheriff.
Nigga is up there. Let me tell you something. He has a whole video.
That don't mean I did nothing.
Mariah, this nigga. Okay, so the first video, they definitely had a much bigger budget. It looks like somebody actually took the time. This other nigga, he is at a gravesite with a poster board of news articles of the niggas who he killed.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
You know, it's so disrespectful. I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to have to post it.
Yeah, you are Okay. What do you think is the number one fan favorite? Now, Paula Cooper was up there, A, because people liked her, B, because we had a nice promo on her. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Asada Shakur, mm-hmm. for sure. I think people learn the most from that episode. I think even learning more about, like, I mean, because
I think that can people listen,
but it's a podcast for Black people.
Yeah, I think people listen to that episode that even may not have liked true crime and may not still be listening to the show, but people listen to that episode because of how powerful it was.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, Asada. And a lot of people are like, I've heard about her, but I didn't know much about her. And it was like, did y'all? We got so many people talking about, y'all schooled me. I'm going to have to read her book. I'm like, or I love this woman, and I still didn't know as much as y'all said. But definitely learned a lot during that episode. That was definitely an episode for the culture.
I think people love Josephine Gray.
Josephine Gray, that was
with the red sauce, girl, the red sauce.
Yes,
because like she was ruthless for no reason, honestly, and
for the checks, boy. It's all about the money,
and for the checks. And people, I don't know. I think that she was one of those people where nobody was safe, and we see the girls today playing the games. What is it called? Damn, they said it on Poor Minds. Fuck. I don't remember what it was called, but you know the girls that. They be like, oh, we got it. And it's really because a nigga got it for him. And if that nigga ain't got it for him, they go on to the next one. She, that was her, except for she just knew how to do it with the insurance fraud. And I think people just really vibe with that one because it was funny too.
Yeah. What's another fan favorite? Let me see what our top episode is.
Our top episode is Paula.
Is it still?
Yes. I think it's going to stay. Okay. Oh, Crystal Mangum. That's a top one.
That was a good one. People said they liked the way I told this story when I was going back and forth.
Yeah.
They said everybody got their own voice.
What was the one that we were real drunk on, our 21st episode? What? Because I don't remember, but I remember the description box is karaoke with us.
Yes. What was that episode? Karaoke with us. We was wilding. It was our 21st episode. It's crazy how you have these numbers memorized.
I don't remember, but it was our 21st episode. I wish y'all knew that we really don't be remembering these girls' names.
Listen, they be like, I love such and such. I'm like, what did she do? Remind me. Tell me about it.
What do you think people like the least? Now, I know what people, I know which
Laysha.
One. No, well, yeah, they didn't listen to Laysha. And I don't know if that's because she was the third episode. I don't know if she was the shortest. But I think people were really pissed off at us about the Ruby McCullum episode.
Yeah.
We got a lot of, and that was that was our fourth episode we ever put out. And it was because we didn't, because we were like, they had relations and we didn't call it rape. But like, I think we were also...
I think we try and stay, like, y'all say we love it when we do these period pieces, but when we're doing these period pieces, you have to look at what the law was in that time. And in that time, she was not raped, or it was not... She was raped, but it was not considered rape.
Yeah.
And so we're not necessarily... When we break, we're selling our opinions, but when we tell the story, we're just telling the story.
Right.
And the story is told that was not rape at that time, and so that's just how we're trying to tell the story. It does not reflect our opinions. These are what the articles are saying.
Right. You get our opinions at the end during I'm Not Black, I'm OJ. And I just,
and on our people, little tangents,
and on our tangents, but like, people really came for us. And I think it
they was like, she was raped. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the only child out of her wedlock was with this man who we don't know. He was giving her drugs. We don't know. Was telling her that she was sick, or she was coming to visit, was forcing her, was threatening her, all these things. But of course, the history doesn't tell you exactly what was happening.
Especially not for a black
especially woman. Not for a black woman that killed a white man, a prominent white man. I wish that we had like a huge team. So like these smaller stories, we could really like get somebody to go and talk to the descendants, the ones that would talk. If they'll talk, because that's another thing. You don't even know how it's affected those families down the line.
Yeah. And so I think, so with Ruby McCullum, somebody reached out to us on TikTok and they was like, yo, this was my grandmother.
Oh, they were so mad at me on TikTok.
They was like, she was actually like, honestly, most of the feedback that we get from people who knew the victims, most of it is positive. Some people are kind of like, eh. Some of the things you said hurt a little bit, but again, we're just telling what the news tells us. But she was like, I thank you for doing this episode because my family won't talk about it. They was like, they still won't talk about it. So y'all taught me more than I ever knew, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, y'all still got y'all mouth shut about it.
We got a lot of feedback from people. So that one we got feedback from.
Malaika Griffin.
So that one, the cousin of the victim, of the guy, reached out to us and was like, you know, thank you for telling the story, you know, putting in perspective the racial components of the story. Like, yes, murder is wrong, but also taking the components of the dog, taking the components of race, and that there are white neighbors that were, and she was a black woman. So taking all that into consideration, why she ran.
Yeah. And they was just like, it just, the way y'all told the story really makes you look inside and be like, how did our actions affect this outcome?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very big way to look at it, right? Like you've got to be in a mature space to see it like that. Who else did we get feedback from? Amani Moss's sister.
We've heard from them. But you know, that family is still
grieving and dealing with that. But she said that she liked the way we told the story.
Which, that's all we can really ask for. And when we,
right.
And when they,
that's like the best feedback I ever get.
And when they don't, like, we have to take that. And, you know, don't come at us crazy, but like,
Right. I think when we don't, we're more like, okay, what parts offended you? Oh, what was it? Shanterica Madden?
Shanterica, Tina's boyfriend, reached out and was like, you know, but that one was really interesting because we spoke about it a little bit before on the last episode or the one before that of how Snapped and all of these, you know, Deadly Women, all of these shows really only give one side. And sometimes those that are affected, those that are still here that were affected by it, they're put on these shows and their words are twisted. So he was talking about that. He was like, you know, I wish I never did that show. And that was the one that had the bad impersonators. And he was like, I wish I never did that. And I think that that's really hard. Somebody was talking about how like they needed to give up true crime because for a little while just to kind of take a mental break. And even us taking this break, I've been like, wow, it's been such a nice break from crime. I have not listened. I have not. Even Crime Junkies, they had a part one and part two. And, you know, I love Crime Junkies. I'm still going to listen to it. But even them, I could not get through it because I was just so tired. Like, I was listening to my other, like, storytelling podcasts or things like that. I had to just kind of take a break. And y'all need to take a break, too. I mean, you know, come back. But tell a friend. Take your break and tell a friend so that we can keep our numbers going. Yeah, let's take a quick break and be back. And we are back. We never do a, like, and we are back during the show.
Well, sometimes in the ad, you'll say, and let's get back to the show.
Well, yeah, because I literally figure out where I'm going to put the ad space after the episode is entirely done. I never know what's going to happen next. Okay, I'm enjoying how this is going. So, what do you think is like the based off of our audience, based off of the discussion group, what do you think people like the most? Like the types of episodes that people enjoy the most?
I think the number one I hear is that they love it when we do the time pieces, which actually I low key hate the time pieces because it feels like twice the research. Like first I have to get a feel for what time period it is. And you know, I don't really like history unless it's Black history.
I mean, but it
But
is Black history, but you're sifting through white history to get a real story.
right. Like it's like, oh, and this was going on and we were being mistreated this way and that way. And it's like, oh. But I don't know. It just kind of feels like half the work because I feel like I have to like one get a feel for the time period to kind of set the tone, and then also research the murderess. But they love time period pieces. But I think
Yeah,
it's
they
because we
do.
paint it like that. Like I think we really try and do our best to like, okay, we are in this time. This is going on.
Sometimes when Tazzy and I are like, if it's a week, we haven't had them lately, but if there's a week that both of our schedules are clear and we can really like sit down and the period pieces, like look at newspaper.com or something together, one of the things that we love to do is look at the advertisements. Like sometimes the ad spaces are war bonds. Sometimes the ad spaces are skin lightening cream. You just are. Your husband's gone at war. This is what you should do. Or don't you want your
Yeah.
husband to go? Like it's, and so we that helps us get a feel for the time period.
I think another one people like are when they learn something, or like when the cases help a cause or bring awareness, like the Daphne Wright and the deaf community, Asada, of course, Amani, and how
CC.
social worker Cece. So I think they really like those when there was some change brought out or some awareness, even Paula Cooper. I think they really like those. And y'all like that hood shit.
Y'all
Y'all like it.
do.
Y'all like
Y'all
it when
some
that shit get
niggas.
ghetto.
This is why they like this show. They be like, ah, like y'all
Y'all
like
talking
that
about y'all
shit.
found y'all people.
That's who
Niggas.
y'all found that like to talk about this shit. And people like that when we have a lot of like sound clips, and sometimes they're hard to find.
They
And
are.
we're stripping them. Sometimes we got to make sure that we're not gonna go to get a cease and desist. Like we're trying to keep this around for a long time, people. Like
And I don't want them to take me for everything I got. I don't got a lot.
I ain't got much. Listen, I don't have much.
A lot of people find a lot of humor. And I think now we did not intend for this to be a comedy-esque podcast. I'm just naturally funny. I can't help it. I'm like the funniest nigga I know. Yeah, I'm the funniest
Not
nigga
me.
I know. No, but you're a close second. But yeah, I think because we just it's so candid for us. Like, yeah, we write a script, but our tangents are never planned when we go off and be like, okay, so this part tripped me up because that is like grill.
Us singing in the middle is never planned.
Never, ever. But I think that it just naturally comes out. And people, we've gotten some negative feedback, like, people are being murdered. It's not supposed to be funny. I can't help it. These were just my thoughts, and I thought that I would share them with you.
And I feel like the times where the funniest are the times where it's just like, how did you think he was going to get away with this?
Yeah. Nigga, that was some dumb shit that you did.
You know, like, or why did you get yourself involved in this? Why are we at this point?
I think the one where they said was the funniest was whichever one we had that karaoke on.
They right, we were like, sing along with us, because we was tripping that episode.
Yeah, it was having good vibes. What's another one? There's one episode that people keep putting in their entry, like, this is the funniest episode y'all done, and I cannot remember what it is.
I don't remember. Y'all think we're funny, and I agree. You know, I didn't mean to be funny. I meant to tell y'all a good story, and I just can't help that I'm entertaining. Let me entertain you. Let me make you smile. Okay, so friend, what is your favorite part about doing a true crime podcast with your bestie over here?
Favorite part is, one, these are the same conversations that we've been having, right? But we're just recording it now and putting a lot more research behind it.
It's not as impromptu.
Right. But I think my favorite part is always on Friday, looking at y'all go through the episodes and talking through us, like, giving your opinions. I'm a feedback kind of girl. I love hearing what y'all think about this shit and how y'all are enjoying it. I think that's my favorite part, is just listen to y'all tell us how much y'all love it.
Yeah. Fridays, we've stopped doing it as much, but it used to be, especially when we started, like, the numbers really started going up. Like, Fridays,
we couldn't get anything done. We're just staring at our phone.
We were staring at our, sitting next to each other, staring at our phone, screenshotting the same things back and forth to each other. Like, you know, like, we don't both have access to the same accounts.
Yeah. I think that would be our favorite part, is just waiting for Friday, a little bit of Saturday, and just seeing what you guys think about it. Like, I love it. I love that y'all love our genuineness, and, like, y'all really rock with us, y'all really fuck with us, and I think that's the most fun part. And just y'all get to, and it's us being friends, like, we got to make something off of our friendship, and I think that's probably the most fun part about it. What about you? What do you like the most?
I definitely agree. I think what I like the most about it is we're kind of both new to this, so we're both getting over these stumbling blocks. Also, I'm kind of proud of us, because
we did something,
and most people, this is not our first time trying to do anything together. This, we've tried multiple times, and it's never left, like, the idea room. So I'm seeing, Even when it's really, really hard and we really, really are over it, like, the commitment for both of us is more than I've seen
ever.
And we've known each other over 10 years. Like, so I'm like, kind of even proud when of we're both little,
like, fuck this shit, it's like, okay, what do we need to do?
And we both get there plenty of times, but it's something that, even when we're like, I don't know, okay, we're still committed. So it's something that, you know, I think it's showing, you know, we're growing up, like, we're real maturity.
Trying to, at least.
So that's what I enjoy. I definitely see our
growth,
yeah, as an individual.
And that's another thing. Like, we've definitely came so far. And I think the most frustrating part is that we still have so far to go. Mm-hmm. Like, why haven't I figured this out by now? And I think that's, because I feel like sometimes we don't get to follow through on things as much as we'll say, because everything is a bigger project than what we expected it to do.
Right.
And, like, it just sounds like, oh, we're doing a podcast. We've created a business. Like, and there are parts to this, and it's really happening.
And I know. Things that we have never done before.
Ever.
And that, like, we've thought about doing, and maybe we saw the big picture, but never in its intricacies. And that's just scary.
It is, like, and I think people have always seen it in me. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've been saying that since I was, like, 8 years old, and, like, I want to have my own business and yada, yada, yada. Never did I think it was going to be in any form of entertainment. But this is like my first business that I started, you know? Like, it's kind of exciting. Like, we did a thing.
I'm extremely excited. Yeah. Okay. Let's, I don't know. Somebody literally just messaged us on the on our Instagram saying, where are we? So let's go ahead. What do you want to see from the podcast in the next, in 2022? I'll go first. I think that, you know, this year has been trial and error, but I think in next year, I definitely want to see us grow as far as a team. I think that it's a lot for just us. I definitely want us to have more merch out. I want people to be able to support us in the ways that they want to.
Mm-hmm. Girl, why? Okay. Hold on. Speaking of merch. So when I was in Tennessee, I let my little cousin, we were dressed up, and I know I didn't want to be dressed up, and she's like me, and I know she didn't want to be dressed up either. So I let her wear one of my Sisters Who Kill shirts, and apparently I never got it back, right? And so we were together on Christmas, and, you know, it's been the hottest winter ever. So everybody came in their little Christmas sweaters, and everybody got hot. And so my cousin is passing out these shirts for everybody to wear, and apparently one of them that she passed out was a Sister Who Kill shirt. There's a whole group chat, them arguing over who took that one. I said that I wanted it back. The cousin who does have it says she's not getting that back. I'm talking to another cousin. I was like, really, that was your shirt that I was bringing to you? She said, let me find out. I'm the one who got. Like, they are fighting over it. People are like, where is the merch store? I want to buy your things.
We're trying to get it together. We want it to be, like, of quality. We want it to be something that we touch. I tweeted this. So for those of the people that don't follow us on Twitter, every time that I wear my Sisters Who Kill hoodie, I get stopped, not by young folks that are like, oh, what is this? By old, usually white men.
Really? I've never been stopped in my ID.
Or they'll like see me in the grocery store and be like, Sisters Who Kill? Yes. Like, don't worry about what you see. How about that?
You know, that's that problem. You've got that face where people are willing to talk to you.
Most of the time when I have my Sisters Who Kill, I usually have the hoodie on. I got a mask on. And I'm like, why do you still want to? I must have wondering eyes. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, you know, I be walking with my head down trying to make sure my feet are straight.
Well, you know, I gotta see what's going on. Oh, see? That was funny. But, okay, what do you... I was going to say a live show, but we'll see, because COVID is out here.
I am running rampant.
She's out here running rampant, and I am... Omarion is not about to have me. No. Or y'all. We care about y'all, too.
Girl, what? Okay. Sorry. I just got a text saying that they done set a Planned Parenthood on fire.
They set Planned Parenthood on fire? Where?
I guess in Tennessee.
In Tennessee? Y'all can Google. I'm keeping that in the episode. Y'all can Google that, because I'm about to look it up right now.
Because what? Y'all so mad about these damn abortions and shit. Let these bitches have control over their body. Don't nobody want to carry no baby that they don't want to carry.
Right, and the government doesn't care about the kid when it gets here, so.
Right, that's the thing. Y'all worried about that baby right up until the point that they're born, and then it's just another nigga.
Right. As soon as they're born, you're like, all right, time. It's a black kid. Time to shoot him. No. Why would I bring a child into all this
or be caught up in a system that don't give a fuck about them?
I have 40, 50 of them.
They're talking about kids want to be adopted. Half these kids out here being adopted to places where they're being raped and abused. Like,
no. Like, come on. Whew, Lordy.
Wishing they was dead anyways. Like,
and see, that's why we do a show like this. Because y'all need... And I know that we don't talk about... We talk about hot topic issues when they hit. But, like, a lot of people don't discuss situations, issues that are directly affecting black women. And they want to hide under it. They want to say, oh, they're okay. Because, I mean, y'all can look at the research about how black women, especially in the medical field, are treated worse. And that's due to racism. Because they think because we're black, we can withstand more pain. It's Google it. But, like... Ooh, girl, that just pissed me off. And that's why, the show, that's what I love most about doing this show. It's important.
It's the bringing the awareness. The work
that we're doing is important. And I don't think a lot of times we even realize it, but there are times when it's like, wow, look at us. We're making a change. Because that's, I mean, you've always said you want to start a business. I've always said I wanted to entertain. But one of the things we've always said, we wanted to make the world a better place. And we didn't know what that looked like. We still don't know. Like Tazzy and I, we didn't like each other when we first met, but when we became friends, it was on like a volunteer trip.
Volunteer trip?
Well, when we was doing the food. That's when we started talking, then that's when we were like, oh, we're friends. Volunteering and making the world a better place. So like, all right. Anyways, back on subject. Tazzy, what do you want to see for the show?
I just want us to get the hang of it. Every week is a new struggle, and I just want to this to be something that we can just come into and just, it doesn't have to stress us out. We are stressed until Friday, and then we might have until Sunday, and then we're back stressed again. We be stressed from Monday to Thursday. Friday, we get to enjoy. Saturday, we kind of take a break.
And then I'm stressed all night Thursday, especially if we did a late recording. I'm usually stressed until Friday around noon.
Man, like the best part is when the episode is over. That's my favorite part. Up until then, it's hell. It's hell week every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love for us to get ahead with these episodes. And I guess maybe we should have used these 2 weeks, but we needed
a break. I needed a break.
We needed a break.
And I thought about it, and I kept wanting to start, and I was like, I should really take advantage of this break.
Yeah. And yeah, work's about to start. No. Schedule breaks this upcoming year. I know that we will be having one in May for my birthday.
She said, because let me tell you what I'm not doing.
I think we need to keep up these schedule breaks. I mean, I know that people kind of hate them, but like our health.
Yeah, they was like, is more important. I think somebody asked us, what are we doing for our mental health? And we were like, are we doing
anything? Not at all.
And I think we need these breaks.
And then when we both get stressed, we get stressed at each other. It's a thing. We just need to. Everybody has to. And I hope that holidays are the most stressful time of the year. And I just hope that everybody, I hope that y'all, like in your heart, like I hope you're not murdering people, that you're really taking care of yourself.
Right.
You know, self-care is not selfish. It's selfish of you to not take care of yourself.
I know y'all don't like it, but let us be human.
Right. What is the biggest thing you've learned? I'm just coming up with this. What is the biggest thing you've learned from an episode?
From an episode.
Yeah, not from the podcast, from like an episode or from doing true crime.
The biggest thing I learned, that you really don't know how this shit is going to turn out. Like, you can have money. You can be poor. You can think that things were going to work out for you.
You can think that
things was going to be fucked. You know what I'm saying? And then they turn out that they're not. Like, it's just such a fucking gamble. And that's why everybody out here taking plea deals and shit. And then when they're not taking plea deals, they're sitting in jail forever just to find out that what they thought they was fighting for, trying to prove whatever, didn't turn. It's just such a fucking gamble. And I think watching these people make these decisions, like to take a plea, to go to trial, to do this, and then, oh, we were hoping for this. And like, it's just don't murder people, y'all. It ain't worth the stress.
It's not worth the stress. Prison may be better than jail, but we don't want you in either.
No. Everybody's like, if I kill somebody, just let Sisters Who Kill tell my story. And I was like, please just don't get there.
Like, we don't. One of my best friends texts me probably once a month, was like, I'm about to be one of your murderesses. Please. Come on now.
Save yourself.
Don't do it. I think the biggest thing that I've learned from the episodes this year is like, I don't know. I was going to say something funny, like make sure everybody insured at your house or something. Like, I was going to say something stupid like that, but I think the biggest thing that you can learn from these episodes is that, like, you really don't know other people's struggle, and to give people that grace.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's a good
teaching,
one.
Like, you have no idea what's going to tick somebody off because you don't know their story and you don't know mm-hmm. where they've come from. So, mm-hmm. like, giving people that grace around you. And sometimes it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. And when, especially if you had a bad day and you may talk to somebody crazy and you may have ticked them off to the point where, of no return. And I think also on the flip side, you got to learn how to give yourself that grace to feel your emotions, to learn how to process them, to work, to strive to be better. I think the grace is the biggest lesson.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's definitely been a lot of episodes where people have I felt like this way beforehand, but listen to y'all tell it like this. You brought up, some people was like, I think y'all wrong. That's fair too. We're all just giving opinions here. But
And
I
sometimes,
just
do your time if needed. If you fucked up,
absolutely.
do your
You did
time.
what you did and now you got a bit. hey. It's whatever, but I think that's my favorite thing is when people be like, you've kind of changed my opinion about this, or they'll be like, I was against her the whole episode, but then you said this part, and I was like, okay, I get it. And I think that's the part that I like, we're all human, we all make mistakes. Do we want that mistake to be murder? No, but unfortunately, sometimes it is. Like, I thought I dealt with it, but the temper and the attitude that I had this past week. I wanted to do harm to somebody, okay? And it's just.
I told you about implicating yourself on this podcast.
I did it though. I practiced restraint and I walked away. But I just. It's I love that when people can take themselves out of their former opinion and see the whole side. Not saying that it's right, but just unfortunately, shit happens. And a lot of times it didn't have to happen that way, but it's not always black and white. It's not always sometimes it's very much they kill the person, but it's not always that.
But killing somebody and death is such a permanent solution to
So.
something that can be worked out. And sometimes you don't know how to figure it out yourself. Sometimes you got to go somewhere else to figure it out. But that is such a permanent thing that that's not something to play around with.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have anything else, friend. I thought this was great.
Good, easy, no research involved.
Right. We just wanted y'all to hear our voices, let y'all know that we are alive, somewhat well, and
We will be
living.
coming back. We haven't abandoned you.
No, we love you all so dearly. So much. But, then, the new year will happen. Then we'll have another opening, another show. A chance for show folk to say hello. The curtain's up and away we go. All right, I'm done. Another opening of another show. Okay, now I'm done. Oh, yeah, go ahead and y'all just keep up with us. Make sure that we're not reading any reviews today. It's a really short episode, but make sure that y'all put in those reviews. And I think we're still at a 4.9 star, so we would love to be back up to five.
I don't think we'll ever get back up to five.
If you guys really do the reviews, download Apple, rate the review, delete it. Come on
Actually, Spotify has started doing reviews now.
now. Shut your mouth and call me a biscuit.
They sent us an email like a week ago or something, and it was like, you've asked for it, we've got it. Reviews on Spotify.
You heard it here first, folks. So go ahead and leave us a review on any of your platforms that allow you to do so. If you want to keep up with us, you can email us at sistershwhokillpodcast@gmail.com. That's also for ad space. The new year is starting. Episodes will be coming back in full swing. So if you'd like to purchase any ad space, that's how you do it. You can follow us on Twitter at sistershwhokill. Follow us on Instagram at sistershwhokillpod. You can join the discussion group back again now. I promise you, I will cut it off again. People think I'm so stern, and I really am not that type of person in real life. Y'all just really piss me off.
I think it depends on what it's about. And honestly, we really would like the discussion group to be where y'all say it is, but it got to the point where people were like, I don't even feel comfortable posting because y'all go crazy. And it's a
And that's,
discussion group. I want y'all to talk. I want to hear what
yeah,
y'all got
and
to
you're
say.
allowed to disagree, but y'all cannot be disrespectful. And I think that people, because we talk a lot of shit, they feel like, oh, if you, and they know that we're there, they're like, oh, if we talk shit, no, you're mean, and I hate you. I do not like mean people. Why would you do that?
Right, because there's a way to say things, and they'd be like, I don't give a fuck, yada yada. And it's just like,
And
what you
that's
said
the
could have been
point.
said a different way, and
People
nobody.
just decide that they want to choose violence, and that ain't, it's not cute. You're not cute. You're
Just calm
dusty.
down.
So yeah, you can join the discussion group, follow us on TikTok. I'll probably start doing that again. Give me the gray. I don't know. Okay. Anything else, friend?
We have a Twitter.
Twitter, Sisters Who Kill. Oh my gosh, there's this one girl. Her, you know Hannah Mary Tabs on Twitter? She's clearly a fan, but I love her so much. So shout out to Hannah Mary Tabs on Twitter. That's not her handle, that's her name. And you know, I was saying that I just couldn't even listen to Crime Junkies because I was just over true crime. And I listened to like the first episode of their part two, and she definitely last night at least told me what the entire story was about. So appreciate you, girl. All right, y'all.
Talk to us, we talk back.
Bye.
Bye.